This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Hey, Jonathan.
Hi, Ophira.
Hi. So this is it. I'm working out at home. I'm trying to make it happen.
Oh, this is it. This is it. Now you're serious. Here we go.
So I have to wait till my son goes to bed because there's no extra rooms.
Right. You don't want to work out in front of anybody.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter what time is my optimum workout time. It will be 9 p.m.
Ugh. All right.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not looking good. Usually in my jammies by then.
But, you know, I guess like the workout video I chose, of course, is going to have some stuff where you are doing abs on the floor.
Yeah.
And it's already impossible because as soon as I'm on the floor, I'm able to look at my floor.
Yeah. If it's anything like mine, it has crumbs and maybe some pet hair or just like dust bunnies.
Hair, crumbs, yeah. Like a pee that somehow made it across the length of the apartment from May. I don't know.
Right.
I can't stand it. So that I press pause and I get out the dustbuster or the broom. And so I'm doing that. And then I'm like, okay, back to the workout.
Yeah, right. That's great.
So I've done it three times now and I can't get over the cleaning. So I'm wondering if should I just brand a cleaning workout? Is this my next million-dollar opportunity?
Listen,
if you are
on your hands and knees cleaning the floor of a Brooklyn apartment, that's actually pretty solid core work.
Yeah, maybe I need to brand the I don't know, clean and core or sweep and strength.
Yeah, my patented physical program. You are guaranteed to have very strong arms and extremely clean toilets.
Oh, that would be great if everything started off with like, hey, everybody, are you ready for your workout? Okay, today we're going to do the ceiling fan. You're like, what? Then I could brand all my things. It's like, if you would like to make this easier, you should buy our...
Right, my weighted ceiling fan cleaner.
Exactly.
Which is like a 15-foot pole.
That's right.
It's very heavy.
Right. So then you would put it over your shoulders and do some squats and then put it upright and do a little clean. This is brilliant.
This is a great
idea. Wait a second.
Just extra heavy cleaning supplies.
Like these. I have on you. These are 30-pound headphones that I have.
I'm noticing you're holding your head a little funny. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot. I'm getting a shoulder and neck workout.
Well, yeah, good news for you. Now that you're wearing those weighted headphones, you're about to get a serious workout because we're about to do a show.
We have a great show today from The Closer and the new sitcom Call Your Mother. Our special guest is actor Kira Sedgwick. And what will we talk to her about? You guessed it, goats. Also joining us, comedians and actors Sunitha Mani and John Reynolds. They'll answer questions about internet trends from the last 15 years. It's a game that will make our Gen Z listeners go, huh? But before that, we'll find out if our first two guests know their cheesy Hallmark movies, which I know is redundant. Let's do it. Our first two guests are writers for Late Night with Seth Meyers, and you may know them from other places. Ben Warheit played an awful Wall Street guy in the Joaquin Phoenix movie Joker. Jeff Wright is known for making hilarious online video sketches where he plays all the characters. Ben, Jeff, hello.
What it do?
Jeff, you make all these amazing videos on TikTok and Instagram. I don't know how many you've made over the years. I don't know if you keep track.
I've made a lot of videos and a lot of bad videos, but I only post the good stuff.
Oh, really? There is a pile of all of
the
ones?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think I think that's the real talent. I think knowing what not to post is the talent. Or
that's a good point.
Ben, am I right in saying that, you know, way before you entered, obviously, the writing for Late Night, and you were creating tons of content still and videos, that you were in school, you majored in neuroscience?
Yeah, that's right. I did like doing the research, and but I found research to be really slow, ultimately. Being in the lab, and you're like asking one very, very specific question that takes several years to get a possible answer.
Yeah. In addition to having a background in science, you also act, including one of my favorite films because I found it so chilling, Joker. You were. And you said that was your favorite experience. Why was it your favorite?
I felt like working on that, I was just learning a lot very, very quickly. Like, for instance, I wasn't supposed to be doing the stunt where I got killed, spoiler alert. There was supposed to be a stunt double who got shot and falls and, like, is falling on the concrete and crawling and blah, 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 because that's technically a stunt. The stunt double shows up to set, and he's wearing a different suit than I am. And I think technically, like, you know, they didn't know how they would do. Maybe they would have to delay a day or something like that.
And that's huge, like, amounts of money and inconvenience. Like, you're ruining
everything. Yeah, the suits were, it was like a custom suit. So, like, it wasn't like they could just, like, put them in a different one.
Men's Warehouse.
Yeah. I was like, I can do this. Like, I can fall and, you know, do the stunt. And I was a child gymnast. Like, I know how to do that stuff.
Like, I was another thing you can do? Another thing? Okay.
Oh, I can. Yeah, I can.
Ben
still,
can actually, do a backflip.
I just tested this the other day. I can still do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Then we just try doing it, and I'm running away from Joaquin, and he's firing a gun at me, and I'm like, they decided, like, on the day of the set, they're like, maybe you've already been shot in the, like, butt once, and what does that look like? And I was like, I haven't, like, prepped running with a bullet in my butt, but let's try it. And then after Joaquin comes and, like, empties the gun into the back of me and runs up the stairs and it's dead quiet, they'd yell cut, and then I'd get up, and then me and Todd and Joaquin would go watch playback and be like, well, how did that look? Did that look right? I don't think that's how you'd run if you had a bullet. And you're like, no, I do. That's exactly how it is. And I was just felt like I was, like, learning so lightning fast. Ultimately, at the end of it, I felt like it really paid off. And, like, after I rapped, Joaquin pulled me aside and said some really nice things to me. That was very encouraging.
Oh,
that's great. Awesome.
He said, hey, man, I like the way you die. Like, the way.
He's like, I'd like to offer you $10,000 to shoot you for real sometime.
All right, we have a couple great games for you. Are you ready? Ready to dive into some games?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Excellent. So this first game is called Real or Fake Hallmark Original Movie.
Mm.
We'll describe the plot of a made-for-TV Hallmark original movie, and you just tell us if it's a real movie that actually exists or a fake one that we just made up. All right, Jeff, Chasing Leprechauns. When an American company wants to build a smelting plant outside a small Irish village, troubleshooter Michael Garrett is dispatched to help. He soon learns the land is protected to ensure the safety of the leprechauns who are believed to live there. Enter Sarah Cavanaugh, a local pixie expert who teaches him about the mystical traditions of Ireland and also about love.
I seen that on Disney Channel. That's a real movie.
That's a real one.
Is that true? That's you've actually seen that movie?
I don't know if I've seen that movie, but I've seen two movies that have that same plot, and I'm
wait
like,
a second.
That's enough. And point is, guys, I got it right. That's
you got it
point.
Right. You got it right.
Got it right.
All right, Ben, here's your chance. It's called All In. Having trouble paying her college tuition, Beth Nolans gets a part-time job at the casino and befriends dealer Maureen, who works there to pay off her no-good ex-husband Earl's debts. Maureen teaches Beth poker, And when Beth enters the world of competitive poker playing, she finds herself at the state championships up against none other than Earl. And the stakes are all in.
It sounds good to me. Like, it sounds, honestly, it sounds airtight. Like, but, you know,
I'm
playing
a little too airtight.
Maybe I'm playing with the odds here a little bit. Like, maybe I think in Hallmark movies, they're not going to, like, take the time to explain the nuances of poker.
I love this.
I think it's going to be a fake.
Ben, you are absolutely correct. And
yes.
I applaud your scientific mind.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. And it was like missing a fairy tale love ending.
Honestly. Oh.
Right. Saying, there's no magic. There's no magic in there.
All right, Jeff, the cabin. Yes. Two single-parent families, one with a mom and one with a dad, and both with the same last name, McDougal, attend a festival in Scotland called Macfest for people who have the last names starting with Mac. The two families are accidentally assigned to the same cabin, and the mom and the dad can't stand each other until... dot, dot, dot...
I don't know. I don't know who remixed the story Parent Trap, but I want to say that's real. And if it's not.
Yep, it's real. It is real. It's totally real.
All right, Ben, here's the last one. It's for you. Sense, Sensibility, and Snowmen. After inheriting the family party planning business, Ella tries to prove herself to her sensible sister by taking on a new client less than 2 weeks before Christmas. The uptight, all business, Mr. Edward Ferris challenges her every step of the way until her charm not only wins him over, but also captures his heart.
Fake show.
I'm sorry,
fake
it
show.
Is real.
That's
it is a real show.
That's real.
Jeff's like, real. Obviously that's real.
Oh, don't ben, say like you look, know. You didn't you
No,
didn't know.
But look how it's Hallmark. The ending.
Sense, Sensibility, and Snowman is the worst title of anything ever. Sense, Sensibility, and Snowman. What were they thinking? Like, hey, it's alliteration. That's good enough.
Probably that is exactly what they're thinking.
More with late night writers Ben Warheit and Jeff Wright after the break, and later Kira Sedgwick talks about goats. I'm not kidding. Oh, yeah. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/NPR today to get 10% off your first month.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This message comes from NPR sponsor Bluehost. Try Bluehost Cloud, the hosting plan made for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, fast load times, and 24/7 support, your sites can handle high traffic spikes. Visit Bluehost.com.
This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and... actually, there are no word games in this episode. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here is your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. We're playing games with writers from Late Night with Seth Meyers, Jeff Wright, and Ben Warheit. Are you ready for another one?
Yes.
Excellent. Yes. Okay, so you're in luck, because guess what? Jonathan Colton is going to sing you the clues in this game that involves two beloved things, money and the musical Hamilton.
Okay.
So in Hamilton's opening number, Aaron Burr refers to Hamilton as the $10 founding father because his face appears on the $10 bill. Of course, Aaron Burr wouldn't have known that at the time since Hamilton wasn't put on the $10 bill until about 100 years later. I just Neil deGrasse Tyson'd Hamilton. You're welcome. Anyway, we rewrote the lyrics to songs from Hamilton to make them about things you might find depicted on other American currency. So animals and objects, there are no people mentioned in this game. You only need to tell me the thing that I'm singing about that is on some piece of American currency or the title of the Hamilton song that I have ruined. And this is for you, Ben. I make a dish of every fish I slay. I'm the bird of prey of the USA. I may be bald, but I'm perky. It could be worse. After all, I'm not a turkey.
That is about an eagle.
It is? Yes, that is correct. Do you know the Hamilton song?
The room where it happened?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Well
got
done.
I got it.
There's more of them. Did you know that? There's just more eagles?
What do you mean? In the world?
Well, yeah, they're no longer on the endangered species list.
Really?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, but yeah, still not allowed to eat them, Ben. Still not allowed to eat them. actually, I don't know. Can you? That would be problematic to eat.
Even if you're allowed to eat one,
not good.
You probably shouldn't do it. And if you do it, don't mention it on Twitter because you're.
But if you hit one with your car, I mean, you don't want it to go to waste, right?
And it's not your fault too, because an eagle should be way up there. So the fact
that's right.
Yeah, in some ways, it's the eagle's fault.
Not your fault.
It's not your fault.
All right, Jeff, here's one for you.
Okay.
Fair Egyptian history, but a mystery. Answer this for me. Tell me, did the aliens build these ancient tombs with the strange three-sided treasure rooms?
Are we talking about pyramids?
We are talking about pyramids. That is correct. Ooh. Found on the $1 bill.
Come
and
on
did
now.
You recognize the song from Hamilton?
I did not.
That was the Schuyler sisters, of course.
Okay, cool.
So here's one for you, Ben. Illuminate the darkness. Hold the stick high, put some fire on it in the darkness. If it won't burn, put some sterno on it.
The song is Helpless.
That is correct.
And the imagery is a torch.
A torch, that is correct, found on the $10 bill and the dime. And, of course, the Statue of Liberty, which cannot be used as currency.
It cannot be used in currency. green stuff.
Yeah, even though it's made of copper. That's right. It's probably worth something if you scrapped it. Are you allowed to sell the Statue of Liberty for scrap metal and eat a bald eagle? I'm just asking.
Asking for Ben.
You know what I found out by watching a YouTube video yesterday is that it was a video about the up house that they lift with balloons, right?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
If that house was real, it would weigh more than the Statue of Liberty, they were saying.
So the balloon thing doesn't pan out.
Yeah.
No, but then in that instance, we can balloon the Statue of Liberty then.
True.
Yeah, with enough balloons.
Or enough eagles on strings.
What if we trap a bunch of bald eagles and the ones that we don't eat, we use to steal the Statue of Liberty?
The heist is back on.
So we can get it to its buyer for the scrap copper.
It's going to be totally worth it. All right, Jeff, this is the last clue. It's for you.
Okay.
Endless fight, eternal brawl, and who started it I can't recall. When our battle must cease, I will send this bit of leafy tree to be a symbol of our peace.
Olive branch.
Yes, olive branch is correct. You got it. Jeff, do you know the name of the song?
If it's not You'll Be Back, I'm going to be so mad.
It is You'll Be Back. You are correct.
Yay!
Wow, that's great, Jeff.
Good job. That's right. Well done, Jeff Wright. And Ben Warheit, right for Late Night with Seth Meyers. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
I appreciated it. Shout out to Jonathan with the awesome acoustics. And shout out to Afira for the dope questions, the setups, and the awesome jokes and entertainment.
Aw, Jeff.
You just choreographed this whole thing, Afira. And I just want to say, I appreciate you.
Ah, thanks, Jeff.
Oh, and shout out to Ben for being the best friend that I didn't know I needed.
It's like a Hallmark movie in here.
Love it.
Nobody gonna shout me out? It's cool.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no. You did a good job, too, Jeff.
Yeah, you were great.
Nah, it's not genuine anymore. It wasn't that.
Sunitha Mani has starred in Glow and Mr. Robot. John Reynolds has starred in Stranger Things and Search Party. And together, they star in the science fiction comedy Save Yourselves. Sunitha, John, welcome to Ask Me Another.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Hello. Happy to be here.
I've been thinking about you guys all day because this is all I like have today. And I was thinking about how I would like tell you guys that all I've been doing is like thinking about you. This is the conversation I'm going to have today.
Honestly, back at you.
Yeah.
Back at you.
Yeah.
I feel like this is everyone's experience, but when anybody asks me like how I'm doing or what I'm up to, like I can just, all I do is sigh and then I'm like, ugh.
Right. I had a couple like unique sort of generalizations, you know, that I would respond to that. And now I'm going for like real standards, like, well, you know.
Yeah.
I'm doing a lot of well, you know. And John, I love it when people are very specific about things. And I just have to ask, since you seem to be an expert on the bratwurst.
Oh, yeah.
And not, but where does that come from? So you're an expert on the bratwurst. You've talked about it before. I read a little bit about it, and I want you to, you know, enlighten us. But where does that come from, first of all?
Right. Well, first of all, I think I know the article you're referring to, and because the interview asked me what I was like a snob about, and I panicked and didn't know what to say, so I said, awesome. Bratwurst. And I was like, oh my God, I dug
Here
myself
we go.
In a hole. So that threw me for a loop. But I guess I grew up in Wisconsin, and my dad was like very particular about the way you grilled brats and how you boiled them in a specific beer and the onions and stuff. So I guess it's fun. I don't know. It's like my go-to thing to make friends if they ever like visit or something.
Yeah. What is the beer? What is the beer that must be used?
Yeah, so I mean, you want to use like a Miller Lite, or you want to use a PBR. You know, that's more your cooking wine, I suppose. And then you know, it's a good time.
Did you ever like reject brats as a Wisconsin boy? You know, just to like
Be a rebel.
No, but I rejected sweet corn because my. My dad was like obsessed with sweet corn for a little bit in my childhood, and we had like sweet corn on the grill, and his sort of party trick was like eating like 10 ears of corn, and then my friends would try to like keep up with him. And then even now my dad is like, yeah, you don't like sweet corn, do you? And I'm like, I like it just fine, but having it every day growing up. Yeah.
Okay, Sunitha, John, we have a couple games for you. Would you like to play some games?
Oh yeah, baby.
Yes, more than anything.
Great. All right. Okay, you're competing against each other, so you're going to take turns answering questions. So, believe it or not, there have been some things on the internet that aren't terrible. And these questions are about those things, known as viral, although I feel like we should probably give them a new name. So let's say known as very popular. Sunitha, in 2017, Professor Robert Kelly was way ahead of the curve when it came to doing a live TV interview from home and getting interrupted by his children. Let's hear the clip.
And what will it mean for the wider region? I think one of your children has just walked in. I mean, shifting sands in the region. Do you think relations with the North may change?
I would be surprised if they do.
Okay.
That was pre-pandemic. That just is what is happening to everyone now, right?
Yeah, that was exactly. That was 2017. And Kelly became known by what nickname? Was it A, PBS Pops? Was it B, BBC Dad? Or was it C, Father News?
Oh, I'm going to go with BBC Dad.
Yeah, that was BBC Dad.
Yes!
So it begins. All right, John, this one is for you.
So I'm down 1-0.
You're down 1. You're losing right now.
Oh, is that what? Okay, yeah, bring it on.
Here we go. The K-pop song Gangnam Style satirizes an affluent South Korean neighborhood. In 2012, the song became so popular it charted on the Billboard Hot 100. Right. So much more innocent time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which of these is a line from the song roughly translated into English?
Oh, no.
A, a classy girl who knows how to enjoy a cup of coffee. B, a sophisticated gentleman with his own humidor. Or C, a pet dog with refined taste who eats only filet mignon.
Mm. I'm going to go ahead and say B.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. It's actually A classy girl who knows how to enjoy a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I don't fault you for making that choice because they all sound pretty plausible to me.
Honestly, they do.
All right, Sunitha. This video from 2007 has racked up more than 800 million views on YouTube.
Charlie bit me.
What part of his brother's body is baby Charlie biting? Is it A, his ear, B, his butt, C, his finger?
I only know this answer because of like a sketch troupe that I was in. It's his finger.
yeah.
And I didn't see it at the time, but we like wrote a sketch with that phrase in it. And I was like, oh, yeah. But at the time, I didn't know what they were talking about. I just was too...
That's the postmodern experience, right? Is now we learn about a thing through the memes and jokes before we actually see the thing. And we might never see the actual thing.
Yeah.
You just see everybody else's takes on it.
And what's the difference?
Last question for you, John. This 2007 video, known as Dramatic Chipmunk, actually features a prairie dog, not a chipmunk, suddenly turning his head toward the camera. So the question is, what movie does the music in that clip come from? Is it A, Sunset Boulevard, B, Animal Farm, or C, Young Frankenstein?
Yeah, I'm going to rock with Young Frankenstein.
You are absolutely correct. That's right.
Yeah.
There we are.
For the record, that is what I would have said as well.
You should have said that before I answered with the correct answer. I mean, I was ready to blurt out Godzilla before I heard the multiple choice.
Great. Are you ready for another game?
Yes.
Yeah.
You're into it? Great.
I'm fully awake now.
That's what this show does.
I'm alert. I am in my prime of this hour.
Okay, you're in your prime of this hour. Okay, so this game is called You Made This. We're going to ask you multiple choice questions about commonly known things that you may not know were named after people. And John, this first one is for you.
Oh, good.
A British general in the 1800s spent his own money to make his regiment the best dressed of the service. Their uniforms included these buttoned wool waistcoats that now bear his name. Are they A, blazers, B, cardigans, or C, hammer pants?
Mm. You feel extremely confident about this one. It is B, cardigans.
That is correct. How do you know this so with confidence?
I figured I'd just swing for the fences, and if I, I'm just having an amazing day.
Yeah, you're right. It was James Brudenell, the 7th Earl of Cardigan, and I say, nothing says war like a cardigan to me. The next time I put on a cozy cardigan.
Terrifying sweaters.
You are always saying that.
Militant, yeah.
All right, Sunitha. In the 1800s, a Belgian-born son of an instrument maker one-upped his dad and created what musical instrument named after himself? Was it A, the cello, B, the saxophone, C, the glockenspiel?
I'm going to go with glockenspiel, and I'm ready for the, pie in my face.
That is a totally reasonable guess. It is actually the saxophone. It was named after Adolf Sax.
Oh.
Who coincidentally shares a November 6th birthday with composer John Philip Sousa, who commissioned the creation of the sousaphone.
Wow.
All right, John. Dr. Joseph Lawrence was so inspired by the work of another doctor who, in 1865, helped reduce the risk of post-surgical infections that when he created his own alcohol-based antiseptic, he named it after him. What is this product known as today? Is it A, peroxide, B, Listerine, or C, Purell?
You said Joey Lawrence invented this?
It's Dr. Joey Lawrence.
Whoa. Yes. I'm going to go, I guess, peroxide.
Good guess. I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
What is it?
It's Listerine. I mean, Listerine was used in surgeries and for treating wounds.
Now I'm drinking this stuff?
All right, Sunitha, the decibel is a unit that measures sound levels. Who is this measurement named for? A, Ken Kenwood. B, Boris Bose. C, Sonny Sony. D, JCJVC. E, Alexander Graham Bell. Or F, Belle Biv DeVoe.
Those are all really funny names. I don't remember the letter, but Alexander Graham Bell?
Yes, the only realistic choice in the list. You are correct. Named in honor of Alexander Graham Bell, who invented the first practical telephone.
Because it's decibel. Yeah.
Decibel.
Right.
I love Belle Biv DeVoe.
Thank you so much, Sunitha Mani and John Reynolds star in the movie Save Yourselves, which is streaming on Hulu. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Pleasure. After the break, we'll talk to the star of The Closer and the new sitcom, Call Your Mother, Kira Sedgwick. And we'll play a game about goats, the farm kind, and the acronym kind. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Get your quote at progressive.com and see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. This message is brought to you by NPR sponsor, Lisa, in collaboration with West Elm. Discover the new natural hybrid mattress, expertly crafted from natural latex and certified safe foams, designed with your health and the planet in mind. Visit leesa.com to learn more.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Bombas. Bombas makes absurdly soft socks, underwear, and T-shirts. And for every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness. Get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com/NPR and use code NPR.
This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. It's time to welcome our special guest. She's an Emmy Award-winning actor. You might know her from her role on the TNT series The Closer, and she's appeared in the films The Edge of 17, Born on the 4th of July, and Something to Talk About. Her new comedy series, Call Your Mother, is on ABC. Hello, Kira Sedgwick.
Hello. So nice to see you.
Okay, so I want to start by doing this. We have a clip.
Oi.
So your first professional acting job was on a soap opera, Another
right.
World. Yes. You were 16 years old.
Yes, I was.
You played Julia, the troubled granddaughter of Liz Matthews.
Yes, indeed.
And this is the clip where your character is introduced for the first time on the show. It's a phone call between you and Liz Matthews, played by Irene Daly. Let's hear it.
Oh, Julia, we've all been so worried. Are you all right?
I'm fine, Grandma.
We were so afraid you might be hurt.
No.
We hadn't heard anything from you. Where are you?
I'm with the Deep Six.
Where's that?
That's not a where. That's a rock group. You haven't heard of them? I can't believe that.
Well, maybe. I don't know. There's so many. I can't keep those rock groups straight.
Oh, my God. Isn't that amazing?
So that's what you were in high school. Did that, being on a soap opera and having this character to play, did that radically change your high school life?
I fell in love with it. Like, I was really serious really quickly. I'm much less serious now than I was then, but then I was dead freaking serious. And so I, like, dove in head first, and I got this job, and they agreed to these crazy terms that we thought for sure they would say no to. Like, I had to go to half of my school day every day that I worked, I had to go to school half the day, and then I would be able to be picked up to go to work. But yeah, did it radically change my life? I mean, I always felt like a misfit toy. I think in a way it sort of made me more of a misfit toy, which is a really weird thing to say, because suddenly, like, you're different than everybody else,
yeah.
You know? But like I said, I was dead serious.
Yeah, so you were fine with it.
No, it's fine with it. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And post all this in the 80s and 90s, we know you from all these films, including Born on the 4th of July and Singles and Something to Talk About. But of course, so many of us know you as Brenda Lee Johnson from the television series The Closer. The show aired for 7 seasons, and it was a police procedural. You played an interrogator who was incredibly good at her job, and she was especially good at closing cases.
Yes, she was.
Very good. And her kind of catchphrase was, I'm not doing it justice, I'm just saying, but her catchphrase was like, thank you very much. And can you just talk a little bit about your approach to delivering that line? Because it really says so much about how women are expected to conduct themselves in the world and at work.
Yeah, that's so funny. I love that. I mean, I think the secret sauce to Brenda, which really was in the writing, was that she was a dainty, very feminine woman who kicked serious, you know, and was like absolutely incredible, underestimated wherever she went.
Yeah.
And killed people with kindness. And so her thank you so much was basically her way of saying F you. It was her way of saying F you. And like, bless his heart was a way of saying, you know, that person's insane and I want to kill them, you know? So no, but it is, it's so true. It's like, women get to be leaders, and they get to get the, like, number one on the call sheet, or like, you know, the executive producer job, but you've got to do a lot more. You have to conduct yourself with a lot of diplomacy. You have to make sure not to hurt men's egos, which I'm really good at, you know, and have had to be from the time I was on the soap. Like, so it's like, so it is, you know, so Brenda was very, she was a really good role model in that way, that she was able to, like, you know, kick butt, but like do it with a smile and, you know, heels.
Right. And also really just be saying thank you. Like,
yeah.
So gracious.
Exactly.
If you just look to the words on paper, it's all good.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She can't be accused of anything. Yeah.
In a 2010 interview with the New York Times, you said that you always wanted to be in a musical.
Yes.
Perhaps a
yes.
Sondheim musical.
Yes. Oh, God, I would never get hired for a Sondheim musical. My voice is definitely not good enough for that.
But why a musical? Why is that the dream? Oh,
well, I think it would just be so fun. I mean, yeah. I have to say, since then, I understand, like, the difference between someone who likes to sing and somebody who actually can be in a musical. Like, you know, I mean, these people are, like, amazing machines and instruments, you know. But yeah, I would love to do a musical, because I just feel like it's so transporting for the actors as well as for the audience, especially right now. Like, I feel like people are just longing to be back in the theater right now. And you know, when all the dancing girls, you know, come out and like the music crescendos, and oh my God, you just feel like you just want to jump up out of your seat, you know, in hysteria. And yeah, I would love to do something like that. I think it would just be super, super fun. Like nothing but fun, really. No crying, no like, you know, big dramatic moments, which I don't know if you've heard, but I'm done with those. Like I'm absolutely over it. Like I only want to do comedy, you know?
Yeah. So you have a new show out. It's on ABC. It's a sitcom called Call Your Mother. It's a comedy about an empty nester who has two grown kids. And something you have in common with this premise, because you have two grown kids. Yes. And in the first episode, her name is Jean, and Jean flies from Iowa to LA because she hasn't heard back from her son in 4 days.
That's right.
Now, I have to tell you, I watched this, and I've no experience with this, but I was like, 4 days seems long.
Yes.
Yay. Like 4 days. What do you think? How many days would you wait before in real life?
I would like to think I would wait at least 4 days. Sounds right. 4 days.
4 days sounds right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, very interesting is that I didn't realize this till a few episodes in that the show is set after the pandemic.
That's right. Yeah.
Which is. The characters acknowledge that it had happened and events that happened during the pandemic. I feel like this is very unique. What was it like to go on to set where you were in an alternate reality of something that you could say like, well, maybe this is a year in our future.
My God. So nice. Yeah. So nice.
It felt like that?
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah. I feel, you know, we haven't been able to shoot this in front of a live audience, which is a loss. You know, I feel like, you know, when we get picked up for our second season after this interview,
you know how it works.
Yeah, I do. You guys are the most powerful people in Hollywood.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So, I hope to be in front of an audience, and I feel like it's made for an audience, this world, this sitcom world, you know? But other than that, I mean, it's such a gift to be together with colleagues and working and taking off your mask for a very short amount of time, but at least like, you know, imagining life when we're past this. Yeah, it's been great.
And laughing. So, Carrie, you and your husband, actor Kevin Bacon, celebrated your 32nd wedding anniversary last September. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And we looked it up. There's actually no traditional or modern gift associated with that amount of years, 32 years of marriage. But it seems that the gift that your husband landed on was a goat. A goat.
Yes. Yes. Two goats, actually. Two goats. Yes. Yes. Pygmy goats. One of them is a misfit toy and doesn't have horns. But it doesn't stop Macon, who we named Macon Bacon. Macon, it doesn't stop him from thinking he has horns.
Did you want goats? I mean, did you ask for goats?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things where Kevin wanted goats. So I didn't know that it was actually happening. And then he said, I got you an anniversary present. And my first thought was, shoot, I didn't get you an anniversary present. I'm notoriously bad with presents, but we also made a deal that we weren't going to get each other presents. And then he said, well, this is a funny one, you know, whatever, let's see. So he walks me down to the barn and then he puts something over my eyes and he's like, okay, don't look. And I walk in and I smell, you know, a lot of poop. And then I open my eyes and the cutest like little pygmy goats are like scurrying to the corner of the stall because we have horses. And so they were adorable and they are so great. And they're so loving and they're so friendly. They're like, they're the kids that you really want to have around all the time. They think you are the bee's knees. I mean, these goats are so excited and happy to see us. Yeah.
Sounds nice. Okay, yes. Perfect. So this is a great segue. Would you care to play a game?
Yes, I would care to.
Fantastic. Because it is about goats. Well, actually, you know, goat. Goat is also an acronym for greatest of all time. Yeah.
Yes.
So this game is called Goat Goats. It is about notable goats, some Guinness World Records involving goats, and multiple choice questions about them.
Okay.
All right. According to Guinness, in September 2019 in Florida, 501 humans and 115 goats participated in the world's largest what? Is it A, goat petting zoo, B, Trojan goat, or C, goat yoga class.
I would definitely say goat yoga class.
Yeah, goat yoga class.
Good.
Yeah. Have you done the yoga with your goats?
I have not. It seems a little weirdly privileged. I don't know. Feels a little weird to me.
You're right. I hadn't thought of that angle, but it does seem pretty privileged, is to use your goats only for yoga. That seems... All right, here's another one. An Austrian goat named Rasputin currently holds what world record? A, largest distance between horns, B, longest beard, or C, most devilish eyes?
Longest between horns, I'm going to say.
Yeah, that is absolutely correct.
Oh, my God.
Correct.
Yeah.
Amazing.
How did you know that?
You're a goat expert.
Because I have no idea. I'm just guessing. But I know that's a thing. I know that distance between horns is a thing.
Just so you know, Rasputin, the world record holding goat, his horns are about 53 inches apart, which is almost 4.5 feet.
That's
wow.
Tips, I should say the tips of his horns.
The tips.
Oh, the tips. Oh, okay. That's like, that's a
he would have
caveat.
To have a giant head.
The
for it
largest
to be
head, but, yeah, but that was not. He really does have the largest head, but no one was interested in that. All right. Goats named Nanny, Nanko, and Old Whiskers have all lived where? Is it A, Antarctica, B, on the set of The Bachelor, or C, the White House?
I would say Antarctica. I don't know why.
Or the White House. Did you hear that one?
Oh, yeah. Weirdly, I heard the White House, too. Actually, weirdly, the White House.
The White House. That's right. That is right. Yes.
I'm keeping this shirt after all.
It's a lucky shirt.
Is that a new shirt?
It's a maybe shirt. I still have the tag.
Is it a velour of some kind?
It's velour.
Yeah,
it
I know the texture.
Very cozy.
Yeah, it is kind of cozy. It's kind of cozy.
Good Zoom shirt.
Good Zoom shirt.
The whole
pops.
Thing.
It pops.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln and both Harrisons had pet goats. Benjamin Harrison once chased a runaway goat that was pulling a cart with his grandchild on it. The fun they would have at the White House.
Oh, my God.
Those White House goats would get up to all sorts of hijinks, I'm sure.
And I am sure those goats ate every rose in that rose garden. I'm mm-hmm. sure, because that's what I remember from always going to petting zoos with when we were kids, that I remember one ate my mother's purse while we were petting it.
Oh, my God. No, they totally do. They pull on whatever's happening up, you know, yeah, they want to eat everything. It's really weird. They even eat the wood in their shed. They're just compulsive overeaters is what they are.
They're just trying it out. They're just trying out all the parts of the wood to find the best part. All right.
They're smart.
A goat is among music producer Todd Ray's 2010 Guinness World Record collection of animals that have what in common? A, they can all say thank you. B, they are all 7 feet tall or taller. Or C, they all have two heads.
They can say thank you.
I wish that was true.
No?
I don't think these goats can say thank you. Do your goats say thank you?
Yeah, but they make really weird noises that sometimes sound like they're actually talking. I could totally see it and hear it.
Okay, maybe we have to, we don't know. That might have been the point. Okay,
but
this is specific.
Right.
Wait,
so
go back to the other ones.
The other two options are they are 7 feet tall or taller.
Yeah.
Or C, they all have two heads.
No, they're 7 feet tall or taller.
No, they all have two heads.
That's weird.
It.
Yeah, he's got the biggest collection of two-headed goats.
Great, so, that's something.
Yeah, so okay. he had apparently a lifelong obsession with oddities, and he left the music business to open the Venice Beach Freak Show, and it ran for about a decade until it closed in 2017, and I guess he has acquired a lot of two-headed animals. As one does.
Wow. The things you learn on Ask Me Another. Seriously, it's amazing. I'll forget them later, but for now, they're amazing.
I expect you will have trained your goats to say thank you by the next time you are back on the show.
Trust me, when you are at a cocktail party in 2023, that little tidbit is going to come
handy.
Back to you.
Totally.
All right, this is the last question. According to Guinness, in July 1913... a billy goat named Old Doc Yak became the world's first what? A, animated cartoon animal. B, animal elected to public office. Or C, animal who learned how to drive a car.
Animated. first animated.
Yeah, that is absolutely correct. It was a Billy Goat really striped pants based on a print cartoon. Although we should say that there are several goats who have been elected to positions, such as honorary mayor. That has happened. And within the past few years, a goat named Lincoln was twice elected honorary mayor of the town of Fairhaven, Vermont, and then was unseated in 2020 by a therapy dog named Murphy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You did fantastic. You do
Thank
so many
you.
Of them.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
And we learned more about goats, which it sounds like maybe a goat would be okay in a New York apartment. It sounds like maybe a shed is a better idea.
No, because the thing is they poop constantly. As you enter, they're so excited, they just start pooping these pellets, just like hundreds of them.
Right.
Like just as a celebration of your arrival.
That's
how you know they like you.
That's right.
Thank you so much. You can watch Kira Sedgwick on the ABC comedy Call Your Mother Wednesday nights. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys so much. This is lovely. Thank you.
That's our show. Ask Me Another's house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Hey, my name anagrams to Thou Jolt a Cannon.
Our puzzles were written by our staff, along with Carol Lee and senior writers Karen Lurie and Eric Feinstein, with additional material by Ashley Brooke Roberts. Ask Me Another is produced by Travis Larchuk, Nancy Seychow, James Barber, Ramel Wood, and our intern Sophie Hernandez Simeonithis. Our senior supervising producer is Rachel Neal, and our boss's bosses are Steve Nelson and Anya Grunman. Thanks to our production partner, WNYC. I'm Haripe Begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR. Hey, you're still listening. Fantastic. So since you're still here, why not pop over to Apple Podcasts and write us a review? We'd love to hear from you, and it also helps others find out about our show. For information about new episodes, bonus videos, and more, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Thanks. Next time on Ask Me Another, actor Jesse Tyler Ferguson chats about his time on Modern Family and dishes about his new cookbook, Food Between Friends. Then we challenge him to a game about his home state, New Mexico. Plus, Superstore's Nico Santos and Survivor Zeke Smith return to tell us what they've been up to since May and play some new games. So join me on NPR's Ask Me Another, the answer to life's funnier questions.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure. AI may be the most important new computer technology ever, but AI needs a lot of processing speed, and that gets expensive fast. Upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure. OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capella University. With Capella's FlexPath learning format, you can earn your degree online at your own pace and get support from people who care about your success. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
On NPR's Throughline,
we cannot function for 24 hours without cobalt because it's in our smartphone, our tablet, our laptop. And as a consequence, the lives of the people living in that part of the Congo descended into just a catastrophe.
Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.